I found someone who truly cares.
This is KAYTFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana, Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
If you love God as you love yourself, you will not criticize and stab people in the back. If you love God as you love thy neighbor as thyself, you would do the example that Jesus set for each and every one of us. That's why I preach, because I love God. My brothers and sisters, I shared that God inhabited the praises of his people. 8 billion people in the world, all created by God, but not all 8 billion people are God's people. But every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. 8 billion people that are surrounded by a world that alienates themselves. 8 billion people who say they love the Lord, but God said, I have a test for them. I want to know whether they love me or not. Do you love me more than these? Even the disciples who stood by Jesus, even the disciples came and talked with him. He asked them, will you leave me also? Because not everybody who say they love the Lord, love the Lord. Because if you love the Lord, you will be following his example of how we are to treat one another. We are living in a world and a day and a time when I told you there were two spirits that would be released on the surface of this world, and they are racism. Are you listening to what I say? Two spirits that have been birthed, two spirits that are designed to do what they are doing, kill, steal, and to destroy. And there shall come a great cry, because God is speaking to a generation who have turned their back against him. They talked about Moses. They talked about the prophet. They talk about men who followed Jesus because they told the truth and no one would hear. He who have an ear, let him hear. Because God is speaking to a generation who will hear. Not everybody will hear. And I will preach myself in the grave trying to get you to hear what the Lord is up to. The Lord is trying to get us to heaven. He's already paid the price. And we are being blinded. There's another spirit that's coming, Donald. It's called a spirit of deception and lies.
Yeah.
Hear this. Because we're witnessing and we don't even see it.
Yes, sir.
A spirit of lies. Do you know lies can get you killed?
Yes, sir.
Do you know lies can tear you down?
Yeah.
Do you know lies can tear down a nation and tear down a people? We are living in a generation where lies have become so prevalent.
Yeah.
And we're buying the lie.
Yeah.
Because now his truth matters more than God's word. And now we have to understand where this thing is going. My brothers and sisters, God is talking parenthetically to a people. He is talking to us. And when we stop fighting with one another as a nation because of internal bickering creates division. And when internal bickering causes division, the house is separated. And when the house is separated, it cannot stand. Dang. The house has been separated. We have turned from "In God We Trust" into "In a Man We Serve." And because we have trusted in a man and not the Lord Jesus, then there has to be a correction and a correcting. And what the Lord is about to do is do a correction to get us back on the right path. If the nation of Israel were put into captivity for 70 years, what do you think will happen to a people and a nation who will not listen to his word? If a nation and a people that were separated from God, who were God's chosen people, and yet God judged his people in order to correct his people. If a nation that had been blessed with the abundance and the affluences of a world and became a beacon of light to a world, and now we no longer want to live by that creed and live by the words of a liar, then we will get delusion, because he and he alone cannot save us. It was only one man who could, and that was the Lord. He came in the fullness of time, and he demonstrated the powers of God. But in 1 Peter, y'all remember Peter, the man who loved the Lord, who said that he would die for the Lord, and the Lord gave him an answer that baffled him. But Peter became an instrument that God would use. First conjunction, you. Look at your neighbor and say you. See, he's not talking specifically to me. He's talking to you. But you are a chosen people. You are chosen. You've been set apart. You have been birthed to do what you are doing this very day. You are the one that God loved, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for you. You are experiencing what God desired for you to see and know and be, what he desired for you in the future. You have been chosen to hear a prophetic word in a prophetic time, in a prophetic nation, so that you will be saved from all of the trials and tribulation that will occur in this generation. You are blessed abundantly in a way that God wants you to be blessed. You are the elect. You are a chosen generation. There are other generations that have come and have fallen, but you are that chosen generation that God has said. These are not Pastor Matthew's word. These are Peter's word. It was Peter who was close to the Lord. It was Peter who loved the Lord. And it was Peter who died for the Lord. But will you love the Lord like Peter loved the Lord? For you are a chosen generation, and you are a royal priesthood. Royalty means that you're like king and queen. You are kings and queen. The Lord has elevated you from your natural position. He has elevated you to a spiritual condition. You are royal priesthood. You are preachers. And it ain't just about me. It's about you. You are a royal priesthood. This ain't about me. It's about you. Peter said, you are a royal priesthood. And if you are a royal priesthood, you ought to know God's word. You ought to proclaim God's word. You ought to preach God's word. You ought to teach God's word. And you ought to live by God's word. Because it ain't about me. It's about you. And then you are a holy nation. Holy means you are separated. You are holy unto the Lord. You ain't sinning. You doing what God wants you to do. Because the day you accepted the Lord and you confessed your sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord. You are a holy nation, His own special people. You've been set apart for this very day and this very hour. Don't you dare let the enemy rob you of what God has already blessed you with. Don't you dare let the enemy stop you from elevating your life to a higher level. You are a special people that you may proclaim the praises of Him. My brothers and sisters, we have shared with you so often what God is doing in our life and through our life. And I get excited when I think about what God has made us for. I know that God is working with us, moving us, and anointing us. When an anointing is on your life, you can say, Lord, give me what you want me to have, and give me what you want me to say. By the power of the Holy Spirit, speak through me that your people will hear what thus said the Lord under what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age. Let the world be open to the revelation that you have sanctioned, declared, and decreed. For revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ in His glory and His majesty. So now, Lord God, breathe on your people that they may live by the power of your grace and by the power of your word. My brothers and sisters, God inhabited the praises of His people. I have shared, we praise Him when we are happy, and we praise Him when we are sad. We praise God in good time, and we praise God in bad time. Oh, but it's coming. But whatever happens, you keep on praising Him. Don't you dare stop praising Him. It's been said when praises go up, blessings come down. I have taught you. I have shared with you. We praise Him because He's a mighty God. We praise Him, my brothers and sisters, for who He is. Who is He in your life? He is the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. Who is He in your life? He is your water when we are thirsty. He is your food when we are hungry. Who is He in your life? He brought you out of poverty, put you in places that you never thought you'd live, cars that you never thought you'd drive, gave you food that you never thought you would eat. Who is He? We praise Him for who He is. Did He not bring you? Did He not give you job? Did He not cover you with a covenant of protection? Who is He? He is the Lord God Almighty who brought us out of slavery into His marvelous light. We were in darkness, but God brought us into His marvelous light. That's who He is. And we praise Him for what He has done.
Yeah.
What has He done? He went to Calvary. He suffered. He died. It should have been me. It should have been you. He suffered and He died for my sin, for my transgression. It should have been me who should have died for all of the things I stole and all of the things I did. It should have been me for what He has done in my life. What about you? What about your testimony? What about your life?
Yeah.
What is your testimony?
Yeah.
What has He done for you?
Yeah.
It should be a shout of praise because what He has done for you. The 100 Psalms say, make a joyful noise.
Yeah.
A joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, ye land. Why did He say land? Because sometimes the land make more noise than the people of God. The land make more noise than the people of God.
Yeah.
Where is your shout?
Yeah.
Where is your praise?
Yeah.
Don't you dare let the land make more noise than you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Speak now, Lord. Because God has an answer to all of your trouble. God has an answer to all of your prayers. You've been praying, you've been crying, you've been doubting, but all you got to do